This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
And Danny Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to a Monday edition of the Doug and Danny Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this National Championship Day. A lot of football to talk about. The college season comes to an end, except for some all-star games tonight with Ohio State and LSU. The NFL playoffs, we'll talk about that. What happened this weekend, and live from New Orleans, coming up at the bottom of the hour, our favorite ESPN personality, Shelley Smith, will be joining us, covering, again, the national championship game this year on the LSU side. Daddy, I think, and I'm a little concerned about Shelley, because I think she might have some kind of stigmatism, some kind of mental learning, some kind of problem, disability. They can only let her cover schools with letters. LSU, USC, UCLA, you know.
We're going to have to break that down and see if maybe she can break out of a shell.
She went to the World Cup and covered USA in women's soccer. So I think maybe we...
Doug, I need to break in. Up Tulsa just scored again.
And Bowling Green just fumbled. All right. Let's start off this Monday with just happy news before I have to get after you immediately, because it's Monday. We're glad to have everybody alive, everybody here, everybody chatting with us, and we're ready for the national championship game tonight. Derek, I go to you right now as we head into the final game of the Doug and Daddy Bowl Bonanza. You have updated standings, don't you?
I do. Yes.
Could you talk to us? Who are the top, before you give Daddy's results and my results and your results and people here's results, where are the listeners, the callers, the qualifiers? Where, how are they sitting right now?
Not too bad. Brett from Bertrand, one of the better pickers here. He's only lost three, including the Bowling Green Tulsa game.
So that's 6-3.
That's correct.
6-3. That's 66% against the spread. Daddy, that's a money winner. Will, that's a winner.
Will from Cozad, also only three losses. Let's see, Aaron from Hastings did decent, only three losses. But Doug, tell you what, three losses here, three losses there. You have one loss.
It's
you,
over!
You have it locked up.
It's over! It's over! 8-1!
You know, I would give you a high five right
I'm
now.
I'm on bye week tonight. I'm playing the third string. I've got T.O. on the bench. Romo's up with Jessica. They got the night off. Bo Pelini, I don't even care. It's over. It is O-V-E-R, over.
Unbelievable. Doug coming through and winning. Blowing the competition away, am I?
I mean, this isn't just beating one punk like we do every other week. This is like knocking out 15 guys and you.
Yeah.
And how's Daddy doing, by the way?
Not good.
Has he improved on the 1-5 start?
Not good. Yeah, you have, actually. You've won the last three games straight. So he had West Virginia, Kansas, and Tulsa. So you have LSU tonight, but yeah.
Give me these people here, because I know that we wrote some comments down. Just give me the whole bunch. Just give me the whole bunch. It's Daddy, time to make fun of some people before I make fun of Daddy. Let's see. Brett, you know, he didn't mouth off, so there's nothing here. Will, he didn't mouth off, so he's doing okay. You know, we've got an email here from Brett and Bertrand that says what, Danny?
It says Doug is God.
Well, you know, let's not be crazy here. I'm trying to find, you know, we had guest selector Damon Day as well, the day that we made our picks. He's
for entertainment only.
Yeah, he's missed. Oh, he missed Bowling Green. Well, he stinks too. He's 4-5. I'm looking for some of the comments you wrote down, Daddy. And as Derek has these from best to worst, most of the guys that were worst. Worcesters are making comments. So, let's see. I'm looking. I know we had some here. You know, we beat down. Here we go. This is Tom in Minden. I'm going to win it all. He's got four losses. Yeah, I'm going to win it all. And says Virginia Tech will kill Kansas. Okay, so Tom in Minden. Congratulations. Now get back to sweeping at Pioneer Village. Let's go to... Aaron in Hastings, who's done very well, he said USC would win by 21. They won by 39. So he said Tennessee would win by 5. They won by four.
Very nice.
They won by four. Huh? Hmm? Huh? And he's in the running. See, there you go. Let's see. Any more comments here? Let's make fun of Jake. And we'll even say Jake Douglas in Hastings, in case it's a Jake. We want you to know it's Jake Douglas, who said that Illinois would be the straight-up winner against USC.
Just a little bit.
He can go to the Jimmy P. under the bridge, you know, rehab center if he would like to. And also, I you know, hey, Doug and Carney, he was doing pretty good until lately here, where he just he's missed six. So get out there and get the ice off the green so we can get playing here. It's warming up. But we have LSU and Ohio State tonight. ESPN Shelley Smith will join us at the bottom of the hour. And again, with one game to go, there's nothing better than clearing yourself from the field. I now know how, you know, since I didn't go perfect, since Oklahoma has kept me from perfection, I cannot say that I know what it feels like to be a New England Patriot. But I can kind of feel what it's like to be a Dallas Cowboy. And that's a winner. That's a winner, people. I know what it's like to be a Jacksonville Jaguar. That's right, a winner. Pittsburgh, why don't you go back, losers? Anyway, Daddy, before we get too deep into the NFL, it was 3 months ago. It wasn't even when Bo Pelini was hired. It wasn't even when Bill Callahan was fired. But it was somewhere in between that you walked in here, I believe it was Colorado Week, with your LSU visor, your LSU polo shirt, your brand new apparel, and you do not even have the guts to wear it today on game day to back Bo Pelini. You, sir, are a fraud.
No.
Fraud. And you can't tell me it's in the laundry because you haven't worn it since that day. Fraud. Fraud.
It will be on.
You hate Bo Pelini.
No.
You want Ohio State to win.
No. I do not want Ohio State to win.
You hope it's 52-7.
I do hope it's 52-7, but I hope LSU's on a 52. No.
You're getting 10 Buckeyes.
No. I don't want any Buckeyes. I'm trying to figure out who this Beanie Wells character is. This guy runs for 222 yards. Is he that good? Can he do it against this defense? Everybody's back healthy. Douglas, this is going to be a great game tonight. All the people have been bashing Ohio State for so long. Now all of a sudden people are giving them love. The spread, by the way.
That's what happens when you have so much time between the games.
I think, yeah.
Ohio State has not played since November 21st.
I checked this morning, right before the show. The spread has now dropped to 3.5 at several places and 4. So some late money coming in on the Buckeyes.
Hope so. I ask you this question. As you so rapidly ran away from not supporting LSU and Bo Pelini by not wearing LSU attire today. That's fine. You want to run and hide and cry. That's fine. Ladies and gentlemen, Daddy will be making an appearance today in Hildreth or Wilcox to do some officiating. So if you've got some time off over lunch hour, sometime between 1:30 and 3, we got JV or freshman today?
I think it's junior. We'll get a junior high battle.
Okay, junior high battle. Wilcox Hildreth basketball. So stop by, see Daddy, and it is more than fair game to yell at the official today, but not about his calls, but about not being a Bo Pelini supporter. We will be making our official predictions at the end here, but Daddy, I have to ask you this. And this has been the talk lately as the BCS game continues to get pushed back and back. First, it was a good idea. Have it January 2nd. Have everybody else, the big games, January 1st, like it was while we were growing up and was for years and years and years, till about, I don't know, what's it been, 7 years ago maybe? Then they moved it out of necessity for the NFL. It moved to January 2nd. I think even Nebraska was involved in. Then they just kept the championship game there. Then it went to the 4th. Then the 5th. And now we are on January 7th. And yes, they are not going to probably have it this weekend because they don't want to buck heads with the NFL, which, whatever, they could have had it last night. And I think that would have been a really good deal. It would have been better than Tulsa in the GMAC Bowl, winning by 56 and still not going over against the Bowling Green Flashes or whatever they are. But here's what I say to you. All the talk now is about the NFL. College football is missing out. I don't care what you say. It is not as hyped up today. All you had to do was listen to the SportsCenter updates this morning. And it is, if it is not the top story, then there is a problem. NCAA basketball, so many other big events. The lead story is always, I mean, the national championship game is tonight. And it, they mentioned the playoff games, then something else, the Roger Clemens interview maybe.
There was basketball.
If it's a two-minute Sports Center update, it was in the second minute. There is something wrong if your BCS national championship is not garnering the number one attention in the entire sports world on the day that it is played.
Doug, the only problem I have, if you go back to January 1, why do we have to play four games between 10 and 2? There's four games on at once, and then they break it down to 1 and 1.
BCS games contractually have to be shown independently of one another. That is why.
They pay a lot of money to do that. But you go back to when we were growing up in the college, and Nebraska was a lot of times a part of that. And those games, at least you had two of them on at the same time, and that was like such a crazy, it was just a wild day.
If I remember right, and I'm a little older than you, and some folks that are older than me or younger than me, chime in, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com, and for you Ohio State fans, you have to spell out the word and, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. I believe there were four bowl games on New Year's Day, the Cotton, the Rose, the Orange, and the Sugar. If I am incorrect, the Fiesta Bowl came along and started that whole 12:30 kickoff dealio on New Year's Day. Then there were five. And it was that way for quite a while. In fact, Nebraska, Michigan in the mid-80s, the 27-23 debacle, that was like the first Fiesta Bowl I really remember at 12:30. Or even 11:30 kickoff time in the morning. But now you got the Outback Bowl. One of the games is moved off. You've had some other games moved to New Year's Day because a couple of the big games, like this year, the Orange Bowl and the Sugar Bowl, were moved to the second and the third. So you still have six bowl games on New Year's Day, but only really one of the originals. You got two. The Cotton Bowl still being played. And then the Rose Bowl always played New Year's Day unless... And now it always will be because the national championship game is independent of the actual bowls, of the Rose, the Sugar, the Orange, and all the championship bowl games.
But, I just like to spotlight that one day and the excitement. When you break it down to one and you highlight one, you like that focusing on one game, or would you rather have a little bit more action? If you think back, the excitement set up for that one day, and there was excitement all day long.
Well, I think there still is. And regardless that maybe this year, because USC blew out Illinois, and remember, that was still fairly competitive until the third quarter. Illinois scored. They were moving again, fumbled into the end zone. I mean, they were actually under the two-touchdown spread in the third quarter, and it ended up being a blowout, I understand. Hawaii, Georgia, never was really that close, but 24-3 at halftime, I've seen worse. You don't know how those matchups are always going to come out. I don't have any problem with the way New Year's Day is, but... to be playing the national championship game 6 days later.
Kind of an afterthought.
It is an afterthought.
The bowl game you mentioned was 1986. It was a Fiesta Bowl, Michigan, 23-27. We were a loser. The next year, 2 years later, actually, Florida State in the Fiesta Bowl, 31-28, loser. And then 1990.
Yeah, we got hosed in that game, by the way.
Florida State, 41-17. And then, of course, we all remember the 96 Fiesta Bowl, one of the greatest games in Nebraska history. But those are the three Fiesta Bowls that Nebraska played in early.
We need to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coming up in the bottom of the hour, second half of the show, Shelley Smith from ESPN, live from New Orleans, to break down the very latest and tell us what the atmosphere is like down there in New Orleans. I'm sure she's having a blast. We'll take a break and be back with more. Don't forget, you can shoot us an email anytime, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com.
After listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, many people are heard to mutter,
"Who are those guys?"
Those guys, we'll be right back.
Are you a winter sports nut? Then you are very welcome inside the doors at the Chicken Coop. The Chicken Coop is a family-friendly sports bar and grill that sports so many screens, you won't miss a minute of the action. Whether you like NCAA or pro basketball or any other televised winter sport, there isn't a bad seat in the house. And don't forget, the Chicken Coop serves your favorite food and beverages, including microbrews. Find out why fans flock to the Coop. The Chicken Coop, downtown Grand Island and downtown Kearney.
Integrity, trust, accountability. These values are at the very heart of the choices we make in life. Thrivent Financial for Lutherans understands what our members value most, protecting and providing for their loved ones. Maybe that's why nearly 3 million members turn to Thrivent Financial to help them meet their financial goals.
For your local Thrivent Financial associate, see Paul Mueller in Kearney or look them up on the web at thrivent.com.
For 20 years, Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac has served the Tri-Cities with professional sales and service. Their dealership prides itself with quality sales reps that go the extra mile to find the right vehicle for you. Stop by and meet their sales team and find out why Midway's team is the best in the Tri-Cities. Midway carries a complete selection of new and used vehicles, including SUVs, luxury, and economy models. Find out for yourself why Midway's customers keep coming back. That's Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac in Kearney. Chevrolet, an American revolution.
Log on to ESPNSuperstation.com for $50 worth of gift certificates for only $25 for great food at Panabello and Kearney. Click on the Super Deal link on the front page.
It begins with a dream worthy of expert attention and the eye of a craftsman. The dream of a custom vehicle that says, this is what I really want to drive.
They head for the line. Who's it going to be?
For a decade, custom dreams like yours have come true at Finish Line Auto Body. Custom body work and paint schemes for cars, trucks, and motorcycles. With free estimates, all you need to do is take a little while to dream and then see Finish Line Auto Body. Finish Line Auto Body, Railroaded Avenue D, Kearney, where they do it right from the start to the finish line.
We'll see partial sun along with some cloudiness through the day today with a high temperature of around 44 degrees. West winds stay at 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight will stay partly to mostly cloudy, slight chance of rain or snow showers, lows around 20, up to 40 for a high Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 36.
Daddy, sing it. It's the LSU fight song. I know you know it.
You got the words. We do have the words here. Something about fight tigers, you mighty tigers.
Like knights of old, we fight to hold the glory of the purple and gold. We'll carry through. We'll die or do to win this game for LSU. Keep trying for the final score. What the hell does that mean? Come on, you Tigers. Fight for more. For more. Come on, you Tigers. Fight, fight, fight for dear old LSU. You know, most of these fight songs were written back in 1890 to 1910. They don't make a whole lot of sense. I just want you to know that. They don't make a whole lot of sense. But the LSU fight song, which I'm sure you have on your phone, I'm sure today when people call, it will play the LSU fight song. Coming up, Shelley Smith here on the Doug and Daddy Show from ESPN and ESPN Television. She'll be joining us. Hey, don't forget, the folks at Prairie Hills Golf Course want you to join them every day, but especially this Saturday for the first annual Prairie Hills Golf Course Long Drive Contest. You take a mighty hack, don't you, Daddy?
I take a hack, all right.
If you are the man or the woman that can pound the golf ball the farthest, come out and challenge the state-of-the-art golf simulator, which measures ball tracking and swing speed. They have a new attitude about treating their golfers right at Prairie Hills Golf Course, even to the point of getting you some cabin fever relief with their first ever Prairie Hills Long Drive Contest on their new golf simulator. Entry fee is only $40 with cash payback. You get warm-up swings, huge cash prize payout. If you think you can hit the long ball, come out and compete. There's a complete bar with drink specials, sandwiches, and snacks. They're open from 8 a.m. till midnight. You don't have to wait for the long drive event to come out and try their new simulator. Come anytime and practice at Prairie Hills' new clubhouse, open every day from 8 to midnight. Meet the new owners and operators, Curtis, Kurt, and Nick, and see the new clubhouse and feel the new attitude at Prairie Hills, just 9 miles north of Kearney on Highway 44.
And you won't be lying when you tell the wife they've got lights out there. You can do it all inside after dark.
Hey, folks, don't forget, they're limited to the first 50 for this long drive contest. You're itching to do it. Saturday, get her done. Let's get her. Come on. 1 p.m. Doors open at 8, competition at 1. So lots of things going on Saturday, but Saturday afternoon, check it out. Prairie Hills, contact Prairie Hills Golf today for more information. Speaking of golf, Daddy, Daniel Chopra. Did you have any idea who this guy was?
Well, I've heard. I'm just following the golf deal. Yes, I know.
Well, he had chances to win the tournament on the 18th yesterday, but kind of got a couple away from him. But he does hold on to beat Steve Stricker on the fourth playoff hole to win the Mercedes-Benz Championship, the opening event of the PGA Tour, which has like 30 players in it. He qualified for this winner's only tournament with his first PGA Tour victory in the second-to-last event last year. Here's what I have to say about that. It's always nice to have golf on. I'm not going to lie. It looks warm, even though it's windy over there in Hawaii. It looks nice, and you can always watch golf. Because the thing about golf, every shot's new. There's something different. Every hole, you get to watch it. But here's what I have to say, and I think this would be a concern for all involved with the PGA Tour. Yesterday, points are awarded for this meaningless FedEx Cup. So let's for the moment say that the FedEx Cup is the biggest thing in golf, has meaning, everybody wants it. How can you give points in a tournament where not everybody has a chance to play? How can you give an unfair advantage to the guys in this tournament, to a Daniel Chopra?
Ernie Els? They did not win last year. Chopra, they were not in it.
Yeah, Chopra's not even going to be eligible for some tournaments this year, even though he won last year. He's probably going to have to qualify on a Monday for a couple. I mean, he's probably going to get some sponsors' exemptions by winning this now, but how can you award points? That seems like an unbalanced playing field, and you know me, pretty much always about fairness. I don't understand. How can you do that? This should be fine. Put it together and give away a lot of money, but you can't be giving away FedEx Cup points when not everybody's eligible for FedEx Cup points.
Well, my deal with this tournament is, if you won last year, why aren't you required to play in this? Why can you decline to play in a winners-only tournament?
You mean somebody that did win a tournament?
Well, like Tiger and Phil.
Yeah, I know.
Get over there and play, guys. That's what the fans want. It's, you know, we've had a layoff. You've had a layoff. Now maybe they could push the event back a week to get it off of, you know, this new, you know, this right at the start of the new year or something.
Now, with the money involved these days, you cannot force players to play. You absolutely can. And if you do, it's a bad deal. They're already forcing them somewhat to play in those final four events for the FedEx Cup, even though Tiger didn't play in all four of them. He played in three. So, anyway, just a little mention about that. Did you watch the Roger Clemens interview last night?
Did watch it.
Not the most intriguing interview I've ever seen. Your thoughts?
You know what? I think Roger Clemens, either he's a great liar. You know, Roger Clemens, just being the competitor he is, and the work ethic that is well documented. You don't have to go very far into the spring training season before there's a story about two young players that Roger Clemens has taken under his wing, going through his workout regimen and kind of showing the way, and him paving the way for those young players and to do what he does. You know, I think this guy, I find it very, very strange that this guy would call him 5 days before the Mitchell report comes out and ask about where his fishing equipment is so he can use it and go fishing in Cabo. Then absolutely hammer the guy.
So what do you think?
He didn't do it. I believe
Roger Clemens is innocent. You know what?
This could
be the only sports talk show in the nation where we agree that Roger Clemens probably did not do the things he's being accused of.
If you're going, I think you got to have, how can you trust a guy that's doing all he can to stay out of jail? he's a snitch. The guy's a rat, and that's who you're going to trust, and everybody believes this guy all of a sudden?
And I think Roger Clemens, I have no problem with what he said last night. One of the first, you know, when you put together an interview like they do on 60 Minutes, they're not showing you the very first thing he said to the last thing he said. They cut it up and use it like they want. They don't put words in your mouth, but they cut it up and use it like they want. And for him to start the interview saying, I cannot believe, with all the hard work and all the things that I've done and all the positive things that I've done for this game, that I'm not getting a little bit of the benefit of the doubt here. People are already just flat throwing me under the bus. And that's the world we live in with all these national talk shows. Not so much the local scene, but obviously the national talk shows. They know they hit a button with Roger Clemens. If they want to presume he's guilty or innocent, that way they got an argument on the other side. Clemens has worked. People have seen his routines. They've seen his regimens. He is one of the few people in baseball that 15, 20 years ago was, you knew about his workout, sticking the arm in the barrel of rice or whatever it is, you know, and working and working and working. He's a little bigger. Maybe that's just because he sits around on his duff a little bit more. I don't know. I don't know. I just, of most of the people, most of the athletes, and I'm not, you know, I don't like the Yankees. I like Roger Clemens. I don't like Roger Clemens when he pitches for the Yankees. Because the Yankees should always lose. And but I want to believe him. I sure hope he's innocent. And the problem now is 100% of the public will never believe he's innocent. 100% of the public will never believe he's guilty. There's always going to be that.
But, Doug, when Andy Pettitte comes out and says he did it twice and goes back, that does not diminish my opinion of Andy Pettitte.
Yeah.
I mean, that doesn't, I don't all of a sudden throw my hands up and go, oh, Lord, who can we believe these days?
Why don't they test Jorge Posada? 1-888-455-ESPN. A couple of other sports notes. UNK basketball teams both winning over the weekend. Congratulations to Carol Russell, Tom Kropp, Kevin Lofton, and all the coaches up there for their wins. Also for the Hastings men and women, that's tough games. They both lost at Northwestern of Iowa. The men just couldn't keep it going in the second half, 87-74. The women, 67-63, and it doesn't get any easier. Concordia comes in. It's especially tough for the women coming up on a Wednesday, 6 and 8 o'clock. It's a wrestling week. Hastings has their first open tournament this Saturday. We're going to talk more about that later in the week. The Huskers and UNK travel to the National Duels. UNK, the defending champion of the National Duels, and it's just over there in Cedar Falls, Iowa, and UNK 4-0 at the Lone Star Duels in Grand Prairie, Texas, Saturday, including the fourth ever win over a Division I program, beating Wyoming 25-15. And so congratulations to Mark Bauer and the crew. The Storm, lost at Lincoln.
7-1.
7-1, and that came off a rough one on Friday night as well. But now they get real busy. Three games this weekend. Chicago comes in Friday, Saturday, and then they head down to Omaha and play on Sunday. And that's what we've got there. Got a few other things that we'll talk about a little bit later on the show if time permits, but we need to take a break. And when we come back, we get right into the BCS National Championship game, Ohio State and LSU. Shelley Smith of ESPN joins us live from New Orleans right after this.
And now, another unsolicited listener comment on the Doug and Danny Show.
Why don't you do the world a favor and pull your lip over your head and swallow?
Colin Coward. In business, there's something we all hate. Wasting time or wasting money or both. Like driving to the post office, waiting in line. It's a waste of time. I won't do it. Leasing a postage meter. Try doing that. Too expensive. How about a new solution? And a perfect one. Stamps.com. At Stamps.com, you can print real U.S. postage using your own computer and printer. No hardware required. You simply sign up at Stamps.com. That's it. Within minutes, you can print all your postage. Postcards, letters, packages. It's so convenient. It's like having a post office in your office. I've used Stamps.com. You cannot believe how easy it is. Right now, a special offer for my listeners. No risk trial at Stamps.com. Plus a $100 bonus offer, including $45 free postage. That's more free postage if you use my name, Colin. Try Stamps.com today for a no-risk trial and a $100 bonus offer. Go to Stamps.com. Before you do anything else, click on the radio microphone top of the homepage. Type in Colin. That's Stamps.com. Be sure to use my name, Colin.
Who should be the next Nebraska AD? How long before a Nebraska national championship? If Bill Callahan were a tree, what kind of tree would he be?
Second class of water.
That's the kind of question you'll find in the Doug and Daddy Prairie Hills Golf Course Poll in One feature at ESPNSuperstation.com. Nothing earth-shattering.
Anything you've ever wondered about. Kennedy assassination. Roswell.
Just what everybody's talking about. The Doug and Daddy Prairie Hills Golf Course Poll in One. Front page of ESPNSuperstation.com. Brought to you by Prairie Hills Golf Course. New clubhouse, new owner. New attitude. Who should be the next Nebraska AD? How long before a Nebraska national championship? If Bill Callahan were a tree, what kind of tree would he be?
Second class of water.
That's the kind of question you'll find in the Doug and Daddy Prairie Hills Golf Course Poll in One feature at ESPNSuperstation.com. Nothing earth-shattering.
Anything you've ever wondered about. Kennedy assassination. Roswell.
Just what everybody's talking about. The Doug and Daddy Prairie Hills Golf Course Poll in One. Front page of ESPNSuperstation.com. Brought to you by Prairie Hills Golf Course. New clubhouse, new owners, new attitude.
This is number 21, Derek Hagemeyer for Tri-City Storm. And you're listening to the Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 14-16-15-50 AM.
We'll see partial sun allow us some cloudiness through the day today with a high temperature of around 44 degrees. West winds stay at 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight we'll stay partly to mostly cloudy, slight chance of rain or snow showers. Lows around 20, up to 40 for a high Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Paul Tremblay. Right now, 36.
Show. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Hey, we want to thank Hogan Sporting Goods for, even though, Daddy, here's the deal. Here's the deal. Hogan Sporting Goods now on the bricks downtown Kearney. Check them out in their new location, sponsoring a $50 gift cards to, you know, I can't even say winners. I can't even say winners, but to the top two people, not name me, in the Doug and Daddy Bowl Bonanza. So there's still something to go for tonight, but right now Brett and Will are leading the way for our $250 gift cards from Hogan Sporting Goods on the Doug and Daddy Bowl Bonanza. I shall not hoard them because, being an employee, I am not eligible.
But you would hoard them had you not been an employee.
Remember, as you receive the $50 gift card and you use that for items at Hogan's, remember, you still are a loser. 1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us anytime, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. You know what, Daddy? I'm lucky. I'm lucky because while I was celebrating during the break and before the show when I knew officially I was the winner, I celebrated safely, and I'm doing well here in 2008. But, you know, some people celebrate. Might trip over a chair, might tip
impingement.
A table over, might fall off your bed. You don't know what happened. Well, I'll tell you what, you can benefit from chiropractic. And I'll tell you what, maybe you ran over one of the kids while you were celebrating. And Dr. John Klingensmith wants you to know, children can benefit from chiropractic. Good health begins before birth, Daddy. Children can benefit from chiropractic before they are born by having a mother who receives parental chiropractic checkups. Studies have shown that chiropractic care can benefit the developing baby and help reduce complications of labor. Many childhood health complaints that are brushed off as growing pains can often be traced to the spine. Regular chiropractic checkups can identify these problems and help avoid many of the health complaints seen later in adults. A list of times and reasons you get your child's spine checked: birth trauma, baby begins to hold the head up, baby begins to crawl, walk, and all the falls and injuries that go with the process of growing up. In fact, some of them, Daddy still has. For any questions you may have about children and chiropractic care, call Dr. John Klingensmith at 234-4940. More than welcome to bring the child by the office. You, your family, want you to feel better in 2008. 11 West 31st Street, just south of Good Samaritan Hospital. Plenty of parking. Monday through Friday, he's there to help you feel better. Dr. John Klingensmith. Check it out today, 234-4940. Well, let's talk about the NFL. Shelly Smith from ESPN, scheduled to join us here in just a few moments. Your thoughts about the four games this weekend, in which I would like to say, I went 4-0. I'm on a roll. I'm on a roll, although yesterday I just watched football.
You know, I would say kind of blah, though. I'm not sure there was a whole lot. There were some fireworks in the first game of the day with people picking off passes and defensive scores when it looked like Washington had a stranglehold on the game, and then all of a sudden just kind of blew up in their face and nothing could go right. Pittsburgh comes back again. It doesn't look like that was possible, and then Jacksonville somehow digs down and finds a way to knock them out.
Then comeback is the theme of the weekend. Washington came back against Seattle, then Seattle came back against Washington. Pittsburgh came back against Jacksonville, Jacksonville came back against Pittsburgh. Tampa Bay scores first yesterday, the Giants come back. San Diego, 6-0 behind at halftime, they come back. Comeback in every single game this weekend. So if it wasn't exciting, there was a comeback in every single football game.
What happened to Tennessee yesterday when they missed the field?
They have no offense.
When they missed,
they have no offense.
I told you last week, Vince Young, just terrible.
But they have no offense. They tried to get out of there in the fourth quarter, get it to the fourth quarter where they could get one score and win the game, and that eventually didn't happen. San Diego got the ball and took it up there. And if it's 17-9, you at least have a one-possession game, theoretically, with a two-point conversion to tie it. But when you have to score twice in the last 5 minutes, that's pressure, especially when you've only scored 6 points the whole football game. But we move ahead, and Las Vegas is telling me we've got four blowouts this weekend.
Oh, I know.
And you know you won't. You know you won't.
I'm afraid which one won't be.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, right now, least confident. If you had to pick an underdog to win, you're telling me the Giants over Dallas. Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm telling you. It just scares the heck out of me that you look at what Eli Manning was able to do on the road last week. They pretty much shut down the run. Couldn't get anything going there, and then he just takes them right down the field and kind of picks everybody apart. And boy, coming into Dallas the last month has been abysmal and just embarrassing. Embarrassing is what Dallas has played like.
Dallas is favored by 7.5, 8-point favorite for Indianapolis over San Diego, 8.5 Green Bay over Seattle, and then 12 for New England over Jacksonville. It's early on in the week. Give me the confidence pick here for you. Who are you most confident in covering? You've already said the Giants would be your underdog pick. Who would you be most confident in the other three covering?
Well, after I've torn Matt Hasselbeck apart for so long, after I've torn him apart pretty much the whole year long, they look to be hitting stride. Going to Green Bay is, you know, you look back at what Green Bay is.
Well, you would think Holmgren knows Favre and the system better than anybody. So you're not taking them. So that takes us to the AFC.
You know what's crazy about Jacksonville is with those running backs, you can keep Brady off the field. I think they have a great chance to, you know what, you keep that offense off the field and you control the clock.
So Indianapolis is your choice. You take the Colts to have the best chance to cover this weekend.
Yep.
Really? Wow. San Diego probably with the best player in football. Tomlinson or Brady? You got Brady Manning. Nobody talks about LT. Is LT better than those two? I mean, if you start a team, you got to start. I mean, where do you start? You know, blah, blah, blah.
Brady, it's got to be, doesn't it?
No. But, okay, so the Giants.
And the number on Indianapolis is what?
8.
They're all 3-8 and then 12.
Yeah, ish. 7.5 for Dallas right now this morning. I think it opened at 8. 8.5. So, Daddy, Giants, dog, and then you take Colts, fave. Here's my problem with New England. I think New England's definitely 12 points better than Jacksonville. And again, Jacksonville eventually is going to fall into this Baltimore Raven category if you keep loving them this much. But it comes down to the playoffs of just winning. You're not looking to prove anything but winning. And, of course, if the thing is, if Bill Belichick thought the Miami Dolphins could come back, if they scored again, they'd be within 2 touchdowns, you know, back in the early part of the season. So that means it was a 21-point game when he brought Tom Brady back in. I don't think he's going to let up on Jacksonville. I would take New England as the team I think is most likely to cover this weekend. And the underdog that scares me the most would be Seattle for the dog.
I think there's a great chance this could be a dog weekend. I mean, if you're an underdog,
how much would it? I mentioned this yesterday. I said, you know what? It occurred to me while I was brushing my teeth yesterday that the Giants could be playing at Seattle for the NFC Championship, and that would just make everybody cringe.
Oh, jeez.
Right now, Daddy, if you go to Vegas, the AFC is a 16-point favorite over the NFC in the Super Bowl. It's been hanging there for about a month now, around 16 points. You don't even know who's playing yet. You just get whoever the AFC rep is against the NFC. You might be getting a deal if New England goes to the Super Bowl and plays
New York
or Seattle. But if it's anybody but New England, you got to figure that point spread would go down quite a bit.
Exponentially, yes. It would be under 7, you got to think.
Well, all right, let's go to the email here. DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Please give me one other player who has gotten better as they progressed into their 40s. Steroid Clemens is guilty. That's from Fast Willie. I don't know, Barry Bonds. Me and my selections.
You would have thunk that something would have grown bigger than Clemens' gut had he used a bunch of them.
Again, thanks for the email. You can email us anytime. DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Let's take a break, and hopefully we'll be catching up here with Shelley Smith of ESPN. We'll do that, take a break, be back with our final segment of the Doug and Daddy Show right after this.
Exceptional, distinctive, extraordinary.
Big, why, they're huge.
Thank you, Mr. Know-It-All.
The largely entertaining Doug and Danny Show will be right back on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Looking for an auto parts store to help you get through winter? Get ready. Advance Auto Parts is working harder to do more for you and your car. Right now, get a gallon of Valvoline conventional motor oil for only $7.98. That's less than $2 a quart. Valvoline's multi-viscosity grades provide protection in all climates, including winter. So if you want to get more for your money while getting more out of your car, get to Advance Auto Parts today.
Ready at Advance.
Hurry, sale ends January 27th. See store for details.
I go to the gym every day at lunch. If I don't go, I get a little nutty. So I dented my fender, and today the Progressive rep was scheduled to come to my office and take a look. I assumed it would take my whole lunch break to discuss the claim, but it was so quick and easy, here I am at the gym. Thanks, Progressive. And my coworkers thank you, too.
Our local response vehicles come right to you to assess damage and handle your claim on the spot. Progressive. It's about you, and it's about time.
Progressive Casualty and Direct Insurance Companies and their affiliates. Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Doug Duda with a sports update on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. It's a busy weekend for the Tri-City Storm. They have a pair of games at home Friday and Saturday night against the Chicago Steel at 7:05. Then it's off to Omaha for a contest on Sunday. The Nebraska men's basketball team will open Big 12 play against third-ranked Kansas Saturday night at 8 o'clock. The game will be nationally televised on ESPN. For the Nebraska women, they will host 16th-ranked Texas Wednesday at 7:05 at the Devaney Center and then welcome in Kansas on Saturday at 11:30. For the UNK men's and women's basketball teams, one game this week, they travel to Gunnison, Colorado to play Western State on Saturday evening. For the Hastings College men's and women's basketball teams, they will host Concordia Wednesday night at 6 and 8, then travel to Dakota Wesleyan on Sunday. And in wrestling, Nebraska and UNK will be heading to the national duels at Cedar Falls, Iowa, while Hastings will be hosting their own open Saturday at 9 a.m. And that's a sports update on ESPN. I'm Doug Duda.
$50 worth of coupons to Godfather's Pizza of Kearney, only $25. Another super deal at ESPNSuperstation.com. Go to ESPNSuperstation.com.
We'll see partial sun along with some cloudiness through the day today with a high temperature of around 44 degrees. West winds stay at 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight will stay partly to mostly cloudy, slight chance of rain or snow showers, lows around 20, up to 40 for a high Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 36.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Kansas football coach Mark Mangino, Football Writers Association of America Eddie Robinson Coach of the Year. So another award going to Coach Mangino. This award has been handed out since 1957, and even though Bo Pelini is coaching the defense for LSU tonight, he's still the head coach at Nebraska. And another recruit, we talked about Cody Spano coming in this weekend for a visit. Oklahoma State said, you know what, we don't have room for you as a spring newcomer. And so now he's coming to Nebraska. He is the fourth high school senior to join Coach Pelini's recruiting class, the 17th known commitment, and right now the only quarterback, again, among the 08 newcomers after Blaine Gabbert left. Did you watch any of that Army All-Star game Saturday?
Very, very little.
Yeah, look, me too.
Kind of a, it looked like the receivers on the outside were kind of bigger and stronger than the defensive backs. There was a couple plays that I saw, people going up and making athletic plays.
But is Cody Spano a big deal?
You know, I think he's kind of one of the two they kind of wanted. I think he's a winner, from a school in Texas, and those guys have proven to be, you know, to have, you know, you see Chase Daniels come out of there. You see, you know, some, Reesing come out of there. Maybe that's what you need. Find a winner.
Hey, the latest high school basketball rankings out in the Omaha World Herald. The A and B boys are out. Then the C and D will be released tomorrow. Grand Island moves in at number 10 in Class A boys. Adams Central holds on to number 9 in Class B. And congratulations to Jason Boyd and the Lady Cats at Kearney High. They move into the girls' rankings at number 9. They're the conference tournament champions. They set at 9-2 on the season. So the Lady Cats, number 9. Holdridge, number 1 in Class B. In C1, Minden and St. Paul are 3-5. I think I misspoke this morning on the sportscast. They play next Tuesday. Minden will play Ravenna tomorrow, who was upset by Wood River over the weekend. So congratulations to the Lady Eagles. And now I would imagine Ravenna will have a little more hunger as they host Minden tomorrow night. And the boys were both in the top 3 last week. Didn't lose. So we'll see where they are in the rankings tomorrow. But Minden 3rd, St. Paul 5th, and Kearney Catholic 8th. C2, Sutton is 2nd, Heartland 3rd, Cambridge Girls are 4th, Grand Island Central Catholic is 7th. Boy, they gave Holdridge a little run for their money on Saturday night. So Central Catholic may have shaken off some of the problems that they had there towards the turn of the calendar. In D1, Silver Lake, they're number 3, Eustis Farnham 4, Kennesaw 6, Exeter Milligan 9, and in D2, Pleasanton 2nd, Giltner 3rd. And Loomis sets at number 9 in the rankings.
Doug, we continue to effort Shelly Smith here. We apologize for that. Did have her scheduled. It's one of those things. Sometimes things
well, whatever,
come up.
Whatever, Daddy. That's fine. She leaves us on the cutting room floor, and then she's no longer a friend of the program. That's fine. That's all cool. Fine. She's probably stuck somewhere in Pat O'Brien's down there, you know, seeing what's going on, trying to get some garments back. You can email us anytime, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Phone number is 1-888-455-ESPN. Don't forget to check out the poll in one question brought to you by Prairie Hills Golf. Who you got in tonight's national championship game, LSU or Ohio State? And LSU running away with it. Derek is now checking the very latest results, and they're still running away with it, about 83% LSU. Public has been okay in the bowl prediction season. Comes down to tonight, and I know a lot of folks, Daddy, also want to know about how many points will be scored in this game, because that, in most of the prognostication sheets that some people may be taking part of...
For fun.
Of course. The total points scored in tonight's championship game will determine the tiebreaker. The over-under, right around 48, 49, 50. Started at 50, it's dropping a little bit. Let's make our predictions. We both have LSU, but by how much?
Yeah, I said 28-13, somewhere around there. 28-13 is what I say. I think they find a way to get it done. I'm looking at some of the statistics here, the offensive lines. For the Tigers, Herman Johnson, and you'll hear this stat tonight, 6'7", 356 pounds of young Herman. He was the largest baby born in the state of Louisiana, 15 pounds, 14 ounces. So I find that very, very interesting. 15 pounds, 14 ounces.
Well, a song that you just haven't heard a lot of people talking about, Daddy, is when you dot the script I tonight. You know, we made these predictions over a week ago, in which I am 8-1 in the Doug and Daddy Bowl Bonanza, already the anointed winner. I took LSU, right, Derek?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. I am not going to buy in to the Ohio State hype. I think LSU is a very good football team. And I will be so disappointed if they do not come with the same intensity that they have come to the football field with most of the season. Even in their losses, they score points. I expect them to score points again tonight. And since we want that over-under to be right around the 50 points, let's go with 35-16 LSU. 51 total points.
You think, obviously, Ohio
State... No overtimes needed, obviously.
Ohio State has had so much negativity heaped on them. And then, like you said, people come back because they've got so much time to talk about this game, discuss this game. I think it boils down to... The offensive line, will LSU just be able to do what Florida did last year and confuse and dominate? If the offensive line can sustain a little bit, I think it comes down to those five guys up front.
I just want you to know that if Ohio State scores a lot of points tonight, a team that does not score a lot of points, they have not scored a lot of points this year. I want that to be kept in mind going into the game tonight. Daddy, you got the number?
I do not have that number.
Oh, well, okay. Thanks so much again. But this is a team that led Akron 2-0 at halftime. That keeps sticking, or 3-2, or whatever it ended up being at halftime this year. And I know that's a long time ago, but it was 3-2. It was 3-2. LSU, they had a game where they had problems with Tulane at the half. Maybe it was 10-9 once this year. Ohio State does not score points, but you shall be prepared if Ohio State scores points tonight against Bo Pelini's defense.
Oh, God forbid that happens.
Where is his attention? Is it fully focused tonight?
Oh, yeah. Undoubtedly. He'll zero in. He'll zero in for 60 minutes.
Okay, I said 35-16, and you said 28-13?
Yeah.
Well, those are pretty similar predictions. pretty similar predictions. We've got a scad full of guests lined up for later on in the week here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hopefully they won't stiff us.
Yeah, we're going to talk. We're going to talk a little bit of wrestling. We've got hockey tickets to give away later on in the week. Plus, it's that time of year again when a lot of folks love to head to Omaha for the River City Hunting and Fishing Expo, which is right around the corner. And we will be talking to some special guests coming up in the very near future about that. It's going to be going on Friday, January the 18th through Sunday, January the 20th. And we are going to be giving away passes to the 2008 River City Hunting, Fishing, RV, and Boat Expo at the Mid-America Center in Council Bluffs, which basically is just across from the casinos and, of course, just across the river. So we'll be giving you a chance to win some tickets to that over the next couple of weeks as well. About out of time here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We apologize. Shelly Smith getting tied up, possibly, down in what? What are you saying? What are you saying? Shelly Smith being tied up the day of the game. I'm sure there's a lot going on. We apologize. And hopefully we can have her on in the near future to chew her butt. We appreciate you joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show today. Daddy and I, we both like LSU. And it looks like most of the folks voting on the poll and one question brought to you by Prairie Hills Golf like them as well. We will talk about the national championship game tomorrow. We've got some high school basketball, some high school and college wrestling to talk about throughout the week. As we said, tickets to give away for hockey and the expo going on at the Mag Center next weekend as well. All that and a whole lot more coming up as the week progresses here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Look forward to seeing a great football game tonight and look forward to you joining us 23 hours from now on the Doug and Daddy Show, ESPN Superstation, 1460 on your AM dial in Kearney, 1550 on your AM dial to our friends in Hastings.
I am the champion.
Doug is a champion, and he will go on a march tomorrow. We're looking forward to that as well.
A small parade, and Daddy, I expect you to bring treats.
See you in 23 hours.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!